In chapter two, I want you to think about musical phrases moving in circles. It's important for many reasons. A circle, there's no beginning or ending, and therefore, you learn that the end of one phrase or thought can become the beginning. We begin now a simple concept that if practiced and more importantly internalized, will give you a concept or feel that will help you play a great deal. It's important that you practice this enough that you see what's happening. By using the two phonetic sounds, E and R, we will create our own phonetic language in which we can study by. The reason I use these sounds is because we want to create movement in our circle. In order to create